This news has really captured the attention of a lot of women. Menstrual leave. In fact, it was first announced that it was a thing in Spain. And Angela Haupt is, am I saying that name right? How are you today?
You are.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say thank you for having me.
Well, you know, we read your story and I'm like, everybody I talked to is like, oh, tell me more. I need to know more about this. Because even if we, you know, if we are beyond having our period, we still have women in our life, daughters and granddaughters. And it's a struggle for so many women. And for so many years, nobody talked about it. And even if you were bent over sick, you were told to just get up and go to school. Get up and go to work. This is in your head. Take a Midol. You'll be fine. And now Angela is a Washington Post contributor, and she has written an article on menstrual leave, why some companies are offering time off for periods. So tell us about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I became interested in this about a month ago because I saw a job posting that promised unlimited paid menstrual leave. And I thought, oh, my gosh, what a perk. You know, how progressive. And there's so many times that I can remember that I would have benefited from something like that. But, you know, I've never worked at a company that had such a benefit. So I decided to look into it. And I found, you know, paid menstrual leave is not yet common in the U.S., but it's becoming more common. And it already is happening around the globe. You know, Spain actually just announced that it is going to become the first Western country to offer menstrual leave. So women there, if they're experiencing severe pain, they can stay home for up to 3 days per month, totally paid. And it's also existed for a long time in countries like Japan and China and Indonesia. So I do think we're going to start seeing more of this in the U.S. But what I learned is that, you know, there's tons of benefits, as I'm sure, like you said, you can imagine. But there are a lot of challenges and a lot of complications that companies need to think through. You know, this is something that companies do need to be very thoughtful about and diligent as they are creating these policies.
Right, because first of all, a lot of women aren't even comfortable discussing that, let alone with their boss or their employer or their HR department. And I know that my productivity was low because I went with undiagnosed endometriosis until it turned into cancer, and then it was found. And that was in my 30s. And there were many times that I was bent over in pain, but really had this mentality like, every woman goes through it, just get up and go to work. But it is a very different level for many women. It affects people differently. So I would imagine having that. So how do you broach that subject with someone you work for, especially someone who doesn't get it or hasn't experienced it?
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. You know, and what I learned was that it's somewhere around 15 to 25% of people who do experience, you know, moderate to severe menstrual cramps. And, you know, and like you said, some of these people, it's exacerbated because they have endometriosis, whether that's diagnosed or not. You know, they have fibroids. Some people bleed really heavily. And so that is why some of these companies, and what I found, you know, and most of the people I talked to, it was really women leading the charge who maybe themselves had had similar experiences. And so they wanted to put these policies in place. You know, one person, a woman, a CEO told me, you know, it's incredibly painful to have a uterus, and yet we are taught to push through this pain and keep working. So at her company, what happens is that people just need to send a text or an email to their manager. They just need to say, hey, I'm using my leave. And again, at that company, it's unlimited. So, you know, it's not any set number of days. So she said, you know, some people just take half of a day. Some people take one day. But it's simple as that, you know, sending a simple text message. So, you know, you're not making a whole company announcement. I talked to another employer who did something I really liked. She implemented at her company 10 days of paid leave annually, but it's for reasons that relate to menstruation, but also menopause and miscarriage. So they call that MMM leave. So you just kind of, again, you can send a text, you can send an email. You're going to say, hey, I'm using my MMM leave today. Mm. And this woman noticed that, you know, she thinks it's really removed the shame, that nervousness around saying to a boss, like, hey, I need a day off due to cramps. Because so many people think, well, I'm not sick, you know, like, I can just push through this. Like, this isn't worthy of a sick day.
Right.
So this really is, like, changing the narrative. And a lot of the people I spoke to said, I mean, okay, there are a lot of benefits in terms of, you know, helping people feel physically more comfortable by being at home. But the other thing is, the other benefit is that by implementing these policies, they hope to really knock down a lot of that stigma and say, like, this is something that a lot of workers experience, right? Like, we should be talking about it. There should, it shouldn't need to be shrouded in secrecy. Like, you shouldn't feel shameful. So I think it's really interesting that the policies, you know, A, it is a benefit to people who will be much, much more comfortable being at home, having that time to look after themselves, to rest, but also B, the hope that this will start to knock down some of that stigma, make menstruation something that is more normal, you know, normalize it in workplaces. So I think that's really encouraging.
Yeah, me too. You'll love this text. It just came in from 630. If men were bleeding from their wieners, they'd be off 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh, it's so true, isn't it?
I had to laugh at that one.
I love that.
And another person texted and said, I am shocked that Japan has this and we don't. So run down those countries that already have menstrual leave.
Yeah, so Japan already has it. Indonesia already has it. China has it. Spain, again, just announced that it's implementing it. And I know that's not a comprehensive list. I'm not recalling all of the countries off the top of my head, but there are other countries where this has been the norm and where it has been happening for a long time. So the U.S. is lagging behind some other countries in terms of offering this policy.
But it is starting to change.
It is, yes, which I'm really excited about. I mean, you know, I talked to one person, an employee, who told me the whole reason she applied to her current company is because she saw that they offered this paid menstrual leave. And she thought, like, well, that really is a wonderful reflection of how the company's run. That's a great reflection that management will be supportive, they'll be understanding. And so that actually encouraged her to, you know, press submit on her application, go to work at this company. And I do feel like a lot of employers would kind of see that, where, you know, it could be good for hiring and in attracting talent.
And retaining talent. That's the key.
Exactly.
So, Angela, where can people go to read your piece on this?
Hey, you can go to WashingtonPost.com/wellness. So click over to the wellness section of the Washington Post. You'll see it right there. Headline, Menstrual Leave. Why some companies are offering time off for periods.
And you'll love this, too. We just got a text that said, suck it up. How ridiculous is this?
Oh, my gosh. Well, see, that's why there's more work to be done here.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Lauren is in for Steve, and she's going to update you on everything that is happening next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.